Selected photos, art and poetry. Pieces of life. The world offers much from which to build our lives. By choosing the Savior first and using Him as our pattern, we may build wisely, piece by piece, until we have constructed a life pleasing to God. This year, our winners share sights, sounds, words, pieces from life, still in progress. Note, this article contains just the poetry. Break forth into joy by Jennifer Rose. Break forth into joy, ye saints of the Lord, and sing with one voice that rings to the sky, to praise the Lamb, the blessed, adored. Break forth into joy, ye saints of the Lord. Rise up and resound, let angels hear. Come honor our God from every way, for He will calm and lift our fears. Rise up and resound, let angels hear. Now come we to glory the God on high. His hands will guide, our souls will seek. Embrace His words and anthems reply. We come now to glory the God on high. Who's to Blame for Inactive Scriptures? By Cara Hall. This morning we found BJ's Scriptures brand perfect new, uncomfortable smell like a mail-order bookstore. Clean, imagine so, impersonal. BJ hasn't been to seminary for 3 weeks. We haven't seen him anywhere but the halls, at school, and even then. What was his name again? They aren't worn, warm with use. The heart isn't red-penciled, discovered and cherished. Perhaps just like BJ. From 1947 by Cara Hall. She hands me a box full of love, daily notes, in chronological order from First Met to Let's Get Married, An Innocent Teenage Love, My Generation Overlooks. Grandma describes each one, touches them with recollecting wrinkled fingertips, perhaps wishing they had breath. They smell personal, like Ron Joe's antiques. She leaves me alone with them, with him, so I try to uncover the reason why Mom says I am so much like him. And in every dear gene, he writes, I get closer. Sunday School Lessons by Carl Rees. You said he who does not remember history is doomed, so I've tried to remember. You gave me candy when I was good, when I raised my hand. I tried to remember, love is the answer to most of your questions. You should love your neighbor so your house won't fall. I'm trying to remember John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved. Trying to remember an ark, the number 2, unicorns. Trying to remember a story, Samaritans are good people remembering you, found a credit card. You were walking on a class field trip. We voted you should buy candy with it. You said, no, honesty is the best. And when I was at the toy store, saw a dollar in my father's wallet, needed a dollar for a pack of baseball cards when he was not looking, when I did not buy a pack of baseball cards, I remembered that such is the meaning of history. Psalms by Carl Rees. Poetry is written every Sunday, sitting on an uncomfortable bench, keeping uncomfortably still long enough for brutal honesty to hit its mark. Remission becomes so complicated a word. Simplicity survives only in young men passing out emblems of the body and the blood, and David seems so much closer than Gethsemane. H-E-A-V-E-N by Cara Hall. My brother used to tell me about the flesh of an apple. Bite off a chunk and leave me the core. He taught me to drive a stick shift, although we know hiking is easier, gets better mileage. So we scale mountainsides, his long hand reaching out, lifting me to a Rocky Mountain pedestal. Closer to me, now closer more than ever, because Kevin rhymes with heaven. So I said, I want to marry someone like you, Kevin. Yeah, I do. The Spirit and I by Carl Rees. I hope, it being conference's end, that this two-part choir and its still glorious harmony will never sit down. Peter Horry, born 1666, in Chernobyl, France, by A. Jonathan Vance. There is no temple in France. This comes to me as I read the name on the card. So I have brought him here, across the ocean and 300 years. There is a brother behind the name, but this stranger eludes me for now. His name is foreign, it stumbles off my tongue, and I couldn't tell his face from another. For me, his dreams and joys and tears are 3 lines of black and white and ink. Birth, marriage, death. Still my heart has turned to him, who knew much less of me, but sacrificed for tomorrow's seed, fruits of a heart turned to children. No, there's no temple in France, but years and oceans only come so wide, and here we close the circle, and a circle goes on forever. Superlatives by A. Jonathan Vance. He was born the holiest, but died with the wickedest. He suffered the most, and murmured the least. He loved the poorest, was reviled by the richest, embraced the loneliest, and made them the happiest, broke bread with the weakest, divided spoil with the strongest. He was the purest, condemned by the vilest, his cup the bitterest, his victory the sweetest, his yoke is the easiest, his burdens the lightest. Frosty Winter by Callie Taggart. Lofty trees, overpowered by the winter snow, laced with 1,000 sparkling diamonds, the towering treetops create a canopy of exquisite white. A sheet of ice lies beneath their frozen trunk. A numbing cold air stings even the earth, and yet this snowy frost is only a prelude of the fierce storm that will follow. Clouds by Sandra L. Pancoast. In the wind, the blossoms blow like fragile bits of meltless snow that cluster on the crooked limbs and fall from treetop clouds till forming petal drifts below. A Spring Shower by Adrian Thomas. Delicate dribble of water, drip, drip in trills and staccatos with a few diminished chords here and there. Piccolos and pianos in the sky. Clouds, a roof sing, and candid cantabile, never to be repeated, for no spring showers are alike. Simply Amazing by Margot Glossett. Marvelous splendor as the sun folds over the earth, with shades that surpass those of any painter's palette. My heart starts to sing, skipping a beat, not knowing quite what it's worth. Simply amazing that I feel real when God conveys his feelings through his creation. They Wait, We Wait by Ihoma Monika Chahuku. They wait with their feet wet below the season's dampness with patient reasons. They wait to see their works done by trusted hands of faith without spoken words. We wait to watch the spires rise up in the skies to bring eternal peace to the lands. The birds wait to sing sonorous songs of joy as the blessings of his house reach the youth of the lands. Sacrifice by Cassie Peach. His knees were planted gently beside a rotting stump, and his father would not remove the bitter cup. The suffering and anguish can never be ignored, for every sinner like myself needs his love, and seldom more. My Savior's knees grew tired, and weight and strain too much, but he endured, and so must I, to know his face. End of the article, Pieces of Life. Impressions in